Welcome to the Salesforce Developer Podcast. My name is Rinder Winkelmeyer, and in this podcast, I'm hosting Salesforce Developer Advocates who are going to share insightful stories, new tips, techniques, and everything actually you have to know these days as a Salesforce developer. Today, I'm very happy to talk on the podcast with Akshada Savant.
Hello. Hi, Rinder. Thanks for having me.
So, Akshada, you have a topic recently discovered. No, I wouldn't say discovered, but really worked a lot with, which is MuleSoft Intelligent Document Processing. What is that?
So MuleSoft Intelligent Document Processing, it's actually like we call it IDP. And that's a new tool which went GA recently, like not recently, I would say, but yeah, in April. And IDP has the power to use, it actually empowers AI, it uses AI, and it has the ability to extract the information from the document. Basically, any kind of document or any unstructured data can be extracted and streamlined, and we can further integrate it with different end systems down the line. So it could be any order fulfillment document or any order processing document, purchase order, or any text, image, even a simple driving license. So it has the capability to extract information using AI and organize the data from unstructured documents, basically.
And which use cases or industries have you seen this before we dive into the technology so that like the listeners have an understanding where and actually why you would use IDP?
Yeah, sure. So there are a few templates as well available. So the one that I've most used is the purchase order template. So we have this purchase order template when we are placing an order, basically the invoice structure kind of document. So that's where I've used. So I just had a purchase order or legitimate purchase order. And I passed this document in IDP. I created a document action. And all the information like the invoice detail, the price amount, the transaction details, everything was like extracted from the document. And under the hood, it actually uses AWS TextTrack to extract the information from the document. But I think currently there's so much more involvement with the AI part of it as well. So I guess, yeah, there's so much more on the AI side as well.
So how do I use the tool? So I understand I understand IDP is part of the overall MuleSoft solution packet.
Yeah.
Is it just like, you know, something where I scan something, where I send a PDF? Does it have permissions and review mechanisms? Like, what's the overall package of that solution?
Okay, yeah. So accessing IDP is like super simple. You have to go to like any point platform. From there, you need to be having proper access rights. And IDP is also not currently part of your trial account. But basically, you can access it from your any point platform. You can go ahead into IDP. The capability, just like the way we go into Exchange or Design Center or any other MuleSoft capabilities. And further from there, you can just go ahead, you can select what template are you going to upload. It could be it could be any kind of document format, PDF or Word document or image or any kind of image format as well. And yeah, that's how it's going to, you can just scan the document, all the information will be extracted from the document. You can also add in your own prompts if you want particular information to be extracted as per your prompt. Further, you can go ahead and publish this document into AnyPoint Exchange, where it will be further creating a REST API endpoint. And these endpoints are like super crucial. You can actually go ahead and integrate these endpoints with any end systems. I hope that gave you a clear idea of what IDP does and where how can you access IDP.
Okay, I think that is something that I want to dive deeper into, what you just mentioned with auto publishing, the document type definition, that's the right term, how to reuse it actually with an Exchange or wireless APIs. But I'd like to get maybe one step before when we look at IDP, you said like uploading. Is this something, I guess, you know, this makes a lot of sense if you have like mass of documents, right? It doesn't, you know, if we need to have like three documents in a quarter, it doesn't really make sense, I guess.
That, absolutely. So I can give you an example here. Sorry to cut you in, because I'm really excited about this tool. So an amazing example would be, suppose if you're getting daily invoices from customer over your email, okay? So what you can do is you can set some filter or download these attachments from your email, okay, and like with the help of MuleSoft, of course, using the MuleSoft connectors. And then further, you're going to like send these documents to IDP with the help of REST API. So IDP, we also have the connectors in MuleSoft using which you can send documents to IDP and process the documents. So whenever you're scanning the document which has been like downloaded from the Gmail, it will scan all the information, extract all the information from your invoice. It will process that. Further, you can also process this information with the help of data view transformation and stuff like that. And you're good to go ahead and build your full-fledged integrations with IDP.
So that basically means, for example, whatever, I have my service at winkelmeyer.com account, you know, simple example, maybe not the best, but, and that's where like, you know, a ton of different PDF documents got sent to Word documents. I would have an automation running that like, you know, ad hoc fetches those documents, extracts the data. It's basically like OCR, right?
Yeah, it's basically like, I think there is some certain kind of difference between the OCR and the IDP, because IDP is more of AI powered. It's like, so we're also bringing in the trust layer in the picture. We are also bringing in, because we are passing data, we're extracting data, so we need to ensure that it's secure as well. And other than that, yeah, it's a bit different from OCR. So I think you should go ahead and give it a try. It's super interesting because that's currently my favorite tool that I've been like trying and exploring all about.
Okay. So, but that means, just as I understand this, like, you know, whatever, I get like, you know, the invoice from akshada.com, right? Yeah, it's extracted and then it's in IDP and then automatically trigger something? Or is that, you know, for example, if I want to invoke something in my ERP system based on the just detected invoice, how would that work?
You can do that. So for that, you can build a Mule flow. You are in which the first step would be downloading the attachment or the invoice from your email, akshata.com. And then you're going to extract all these fields with the help of IDP connector, which could be post document action. You'll get the post document action would be like sending the document to IDP. That's a post endpoint that the IDP has released on Exchange. And then you can get the document that has been extracted. You'll be getting a document ID for the one that we have uploaded just now into IDP. With the help of document ID, you can get all the information that was extracted from the document. It could be my name, email address, my shipping address, my invoice details, transaction details, and everything. And once we have all this information, we can further go ahead and use any other connector in our Mule flow that could be triggering in another system as well based on the information. So it could be series of logical sequences, connectors, and we can just build a flow or maybe our entire use case as per our requirements.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool. Is integration, quote unquote, limited to just MuleSoft Exchange? Or how is it, you know, for example, if I want to use it with RPA or with Salesforce Flow, how would that work?
Yeah, it would work exactly the similar way. So you can also integrate the document action that you have published in the Exchange. You can further go ahead and integrate it with RPA. You can integrate it with Flow. And there's so much more as well coming. We are also having plans of bringing in the Einstein factor into IDP itself. And that is currently in beta. And we are trying to, like, it might be in GA. Like, I hope we are having the clause here. The forward-looking statement, So it's expected to be December around. So we are going to bring in more Einstein part into it as well.
Okay. So that means, for example, if I want to use that data from, let's say, the invoice within a Salesforce flow and, you know, do something like that in my arc, I would just use, is there like a direct integration or is that an external server that I would use?
There is a direct integration, just like the way we connect with different connectors in the flow or maybe different, like recently I've done this integration. I haven't actually tried the direct integration with IDP and flow, but I have done with the MuleSoft APIs and flow. So the thing that we'll be publishing in Exchange, the document action, similar document action we can access in the flow as part of action or method, and we can call it directly. So there's no extra configuration that is required. It's just simple flow integrations, and we can invoke IDP.
Okay. And how would they work with RPA? So robotic process automation?
Process automation. Yeah. So similar to that, like we can also create an entire process automation flow in RPA. And you could be having some tasks which you want to be automated, the daily repeated task. So you can get them started with RPA, setting up the process and everything.
Yes. I have one more question, maybe two or three or four.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So one question that comes to my mind is, and you just mentioned that templates, right? Let's say, for example, a purchase order template.
Yeah.
People are sending various different versions of documents, as we know. Mm-hmm. Would I have to kind of configure all of those, or is IDP smart enough to detect what it is so they don't need like 25 different templates for purchase orders?
Yeah. So IDP is actually smart enough to identify the document structure and extract information and place it in a proper placeholder. It has more than required fields actually in a particular template. So at the moment, there are three templates, which is purchase order, invoice, and generic template. In purchase order as well, there are several fields like buyer details, seller details, transaction details, and like around 50 to 60 fields. But a document may or may not be having all these fields. There might be few fields which are like omitted kind of thing. So you can actually skip them out of the document. Or if you want to add another field, which is like, which you think is not a part of IDP, you can add that field as well. And Einstein is going to play the magic here, and it's going to extract the field for you based on what placeholder you're adding to a new field. But usually that's not required. So IDP, the template that IDP provide, it actually has a lot of fields, sufficient fields basically, to map your payload, map your fields correctly. And in future, we expect it to bring in more such templates, more such relevant templates to scan your documents accurately and map them correctly as well. Yeah.
Okay. So another question that comes to my mind.
And, sure.
That's my old business process consultant mindset, I guess, is, you know, just when again, Winklermeyer.inc gets 500 different documents per day, and I want to use all the full information and basically don't want to have to worry about any of that. But then there may be something that is coming that won't be detected because, some German company, because I'm German, is going to send me a German invoice, right? Or whatever. Okay. So how would that work in this fully automated flow, which is fully, REST enabled, as you just described? How would I have to work with that?
Yeah, I was actually about to mention this thing, and thanks for bringing this up. So when talking about the AI part, the human in loop also comes into the picture, right? And that's where we can say that, what do you call it? So when you're working with IDP, so suppose if you're having a German that you mentioned, the German document or a German stuff that's coming in, and IDP is not sure about it. So there's going to be a confidence ratio. If IDP detects a field or detects input and output stuff that is like, and the confidence ratio is below 80%, it's going to ask a human to review the document. So whenever you're publishing a document or you're creating a document action, you're actually going to set up a reviewer as well. So whenever there is like less confidence ratio, IDP is not sure if we still have to go ahead with the field, it's going to ask a human to review it. And only then the document status or document process status is going to change from progress to processed. Otherwise, you cannot like fully process the document. So I hope that that was the one that you asked about.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that you just called out really well as a human in the loop.
Because that's always going to be in the picture. And that's what we have been emphasizing at Salesforce as well.
Yes, exactly. I think that's like really important. There's like there's a certain degree of automation, but with like our kind of technology where AI supports us as humans, is also to make sure we are there and all in to make the decision at the end of the day.
Yep.
Cool, Akshada. I think you also published a blog and a video, which I will put in the show notes so that people also can read and listen and view actually what IDP does.
Yeah, I have like a couple of blogs and I've recently published two videos and there are so many more coming. Also, we have done a few live streams And yeah, there are so many resources, and I think we'll be listing them down here.
Absolutely. Akshara, thank you for being my guest today. I learned a lot about IDP. Maybe if I have some time, I'm also going to try it.
Yeah, you should. I'm sure you're going to love it.
Cool. Thank you very much. Happy day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
If you're still here, thanks for listening, and head over to developer.salesforce.com/podcast to check out all our episodes. And also check out the show notes, because that's where you will find all the great links to provide you more information and insights about all the topics we talked about today. Bye-bye.